fantastic. So tell me a bit about Break the Silence. How did it start and how much has it grown since you've been here?
Our founder, Kate Short, started the service in 2004 after researching other agencies throughout Scotland and having first-hand knowledge of the gap in service for survivors of sexual abuse. She took it upon herself to register the organisation as a charity and set up 10 years ago, October this year, with another colleague, and Break the Silence was born. Such was the demand for the service and support and respect that the service has gained over the years. It moved from a then room and kitchen to the premises that we currently enjoy, which is in central Kilmarnock. We have three counselling rooms, one which doubles as a complementary therapy room. And we've now got a staff of six full and part-time staff members, which is supported by a team of volunteers and sessional workers. We currently operate from Kilmarnock as our main base, but we have outreach facilities in Cumnock and Dunmellington, covering East Ayrshire. And in North Ayrshire, we cover Irvine out of two premises, Ardrossan and Largs.
Can you tell me a bit about the services that you do offer people?
Our core service is a one-to-one counselling service. So when a client is referred to us or self-refers, the first thing that they'll be asked is, would they prefer a male or a female counsellor? So right away we're giving them the message that they're empowered to make choices. Once they've made that choice, they'll be invited to an information session. At that information session, one of our counselling team will explain the type of services that are on offer here. Again, allowing the client to choose what they prefer, their preferred way of working, and to check that is something that they're ready for. So, our main core service is the one-to-one counselling. Because our clients are coming from a really traumatic background, we don't put a time limit on the amount of sessions that they can have. So allowing that open-ended framework to our counselling allows the client to take time and feel safe and secure, knowing that they can continue to be supported for as long as they need it. We recognise that each client's experience is unique to themselves, and therefore each way of working will be tailored to that specific client. So the one-to-one counselling is our core service. Beyond that, clients are encouraged to take advantage of our complementary therapies, which include Reiki, relaxation, emotional freedom techniques, and Indian head massage. That has proved really popular and complements the counselling process. On top of that, as and when they're ready, clients may wish to access some group activities. So we offer two types of group work here. One is a socially based group, which takes the form of an art and craft group. And the other one is a more focused support type group, where clients can come and learn about how anger is related to sexual abuse or OCD or self-harm and depression, anxiety, or how they can help grow in self-confidence and self-esteem. So that complements our counselling process.
How does it feel watching people come, and then how does it feel watching them progress? And also, what do you think that they get out of it?
It's a hugely rewarding role. The fact that we have to maintain confidentiality means that we can't speak about specific client situations or experiences. However, generally speaking, our clients generally come to us at a time of real distress. So they may have been referred to us from addiction services or from social services or from community mental health teams or their own doctor because the client is in a period of real distress and they've disclosed that they've got a traumatic historical abuse situation. So when we first meet the client, they're usually very, very withdrawn or very angry. They can be experiencing relationship problems. They may be self-harming. So there's a wide spectrum upon which our clients can first meet with us, and we have to be prepared for that and not judge them. So to watch that client progress through the counselling process is hugely rewarding, because we will see them begin to accept who they are and grow in self-confidence in spite of their background, because they begin to learn and understand about the vulnerability that was obviously there in their childhood, which facilitated this abomination happening in the first place.
Would you guys talk about the prosecution side of things with the person? Would you encourage them to go to the police, or is it something you kind of stay away from?
Yeah. Our clients are empowered to lead the counselling process. So we don't put words in our clients' mouths. We very much allow them to talk about what it is that's going on for them. Some of our clients do express a desire to want to go to the police and report and make a statement. From that point of view, if the client is asking for it, we will support them, and we have supported many clients through the police process. Most of which don't reach court, because historically what's happened is it's our client's word against a perpetrator. But for many clients, it's empowering for them to know that they have at least made a statement, they've brought it to the attention of the authorities, even if it doesn't go anywhere. There's some sort of feeling of taking back control. So from that point of view, we will encourage it, but we certainly wouldn't suggest it.
It's been 10 years, so where would you see the charity going in the next 10 years?
Well, we're actually going through a period of development just now. What Kate has always maintained is that the more holistic we can make this service, and the more that we can offer a sort of one-stop shop for clients, the better served they'll be to be able to deal with any aspects of their historical abuse. So over the years, we have introduced things like complementary therapies and group work. The next stage is we've just received funding from Survivor Scotland to introduce a couple counselling service. So we're very excited about that, because a lot of our clients, as they're growing in confidence through their counselling work, often that has an impact on their partner relationship. So by introducing a couple counselling service, if specific clients and partners are having difficulties and they wish to come and receive joint counselling, then we are now in a position to be able to offer that. So again, coming from the holistic approach, it's another string to our bow. On top of that, we also recognise that there's a gap in service for 12 to 16 year olds. Because our services are 16 plus, but we get inundated with questions and inquiries about younger adolescents. So our next phase of our development is to see how we can meet that. We've already applied to the charity authorities to reduce the age limit. The next stage is to successfully apply for funding in order to bring in the required expertise to be able to implement that. Which again will be offering another service to the community.